I'd like to call the Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee meeting to order. Today is September 26th. The time is 3:16. My apologies for a late start. We've kind of been getting backed up on our committee meetings. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Here.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Present.
Congresswoman Pratt?
That's here.
And Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Here. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congresswoman Pratt, would you please lead us in a word of prayer this afternoon? I'm sorry, should I call on someone else?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for the rains, and thank you for this opportunity to be here with my Osage people doing work for our nation. And I just ask that you bless us and guide us in our hearts and our minds, Father, and help us to be kind and do your will. I ask that you bless those in need throughout our community, those suffering from illness and poverty, loneliness, substance abuse, those that just need you in some way, Father. I pray that they turn to you and know that you are in our hearts and love us with your mighty power, Father. And I just ask that you bless our children, our elders, our brothers and sisters in uniform, those away from their homes. And I ask all these things in your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. I don't have a visual on you down there, so.
Sorry.
I apologize. Next item on the agenda is approval of minutes. Please take a minute to review the minutes. And I'll entertain a motion. Congresswoman Bufflohead?
Goodfox.
Sorry.
One motion to report, just delete the S on Congresswoman Stabler.
Got it, thank you. Okay, thank you. I didn't know that, but thanks for letting me know. Okay. Yes, Congresswoman Lemon? Goodfox?
I don't recall that Principal Chief Stanley Bear was here during an executive session yesterday, and neither does Congresswoman Lemon.
Does it state that he was here at an executive session?
He was invited to the table.
Motion to enter executive session.
It's under presentation of executive session as continued.
You're correct. Okay, I see where we are now.
Strike Principal Chief Stanley.
Strike and Principal Chief Stanley there.
We're on page 2, Ms. Merle, middle of the page under ONS LLC presentation. Mm-hmm. Strike Principal Chief Standing Bear. I agree, he was not here at that presentation. Was he?
No.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended for September 24th.
Motion, is there a second? The motion then is second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, minutes from September 24th are approved as amended. Next item on the agenda is consideration of appointees. We have appointee packets, information in our packets. The first one on the agenda is Mr. Galen Crum, and he's appointed to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC for a term of 3 years. Mr. Crum, would you please come join us at the table? There should be a seat down here on the end for you. Of course, Mr. Crum, I think we're all familiar with him from being a councilman on the Minerals Council, or I am anyway. I think that the others are aware that you were too. And you've been appointed to serve on the Blue Stem Ranch Board of Directors. We're happy you're here with us today. And I'm going to give the floor to you to first just give us a little brief synopsis of experience that qualifies you in your own words for this board position.
Okay, I wasn't even aware that I was on the agenda today, so I was surprised because I was here to observe the other part. As you know, I've spent 8 years on the Minerals Council, which gave me a little bit of insight into government operations, you know, and regardless of how much we want to be separated from LLC, we do live in a governmental atmosphere. I hope that I'd be able to contribute a little bit that way, in a bureaucratic atmosphere, I guess I should say. I've been involved in the cattle business and horse business all my life. I first, started ranching up north and near south of Elgin, well, my grandmother's allotment. That's where our home ranch was. And as I made my way through life, I don't think I've ever been without horses or cattle of some sort. And as many of you know, I spent many years on the fire department out of Salina, Kansas, and firefighters didn't always have a second job. Mine was showing and training horses during that time, plus taking in grass cattle. I largely did what we call a grazing business, custom grazing, and I, on leased ground mainly, often had 2,000 head of yearlings out. It was kind of normal for a while, and then also pairs and looking after them that way. Backing up a little bit, even when I was in high school, I started putting together pairs, when I graduated high school, I had 27 pairs of mother cows that I owned. Then I went to college and got married, and sometimes that stuff's got to disappear. But as we went through things, so I've been involved in it all my life. I was very interested in the ranch from the time when we first purchased it. I thought it was a great idea. And I want to see it succeed. So I guess that's, like I said, I wasn't very prepared. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody might have. So.
Congressman Tillman.
Mr. Crum, thank you for being here. I have several questions I just want to go over with you, but just starting to, you know, Blue Stem Ranch is very near and dear to all of our hearts. And the single, I think, largest purchased asset that the nation has ever acquired. And so its success is critical for the nation in the future. And you've been serving on this board for how long now?
I was appointed, and I couldn't begin until after the Minerals Council, the new Minerals Council, was seated right after the 1st of July.
So you've been right after the first, since the 1st of July?
Yes.
And since that time, give me a couple examples maybe of some of the biggest decisions that you've been a part of out there so far.
Well, we've had to make several as we've gone forward with the planning first off, I'd like to say that the board that I became a part of was already operating very well. I was impressed at how, you know, they went about things the right way, started building assets so we had cash flow. First thing they had to do was get the cattle, get you know, start purchasing their own cattle. We've continued that since I've been there. One of the things I started off on right away, it's kind of a self-imposed, I guess, project, was we have a couple of requirements within our lease and within our articles of operation that we're required to start doing a bison preserve within a time frame. Plus, we also are to work with nation officials on the public lands aspect. And we're to define how that works by working with them. One of the things I started doing right away on the public lands, we started meeting with some of our cultural leaders, met with Addie and with Van, with Mowry Lookout, talking about what would it look like? What would you guys' ideas look like as far as what would these cultural lands should be? Because part of what I felt we needed to do was to know what they felt like that would need to look like, what the topography, what the size, what activities they'd like to see out there. And so I started trying to build with that. And also with interfacing with some of the tribal assets that we have. I met with Melissa Curry about, you know, how their department works with our department. You know, we lease some of our ground from them. For instance, when we're in the process of trying to get a fire barn built, we had to interface with the tribe. We had to go through I'm drawing a blank on the right.
Procurement
Act. So I was able to, having worked with some of the tribal people before as a minerals councilman on doing grants, I had some expertise in that or some knowledge about how we go about doing that and working with that. So that's some of the things that I've been involved in. And of course, we're all involved in things like purchasing the cattle, selling the cattle, what kind of deal we're gonna you know, make on these calves. I think Jim reported out, I wasn't able to be here that day, that we've sold our spring calves in the last couple of weeks to be delivered in the fall. And went about that process, you know.
How comfortable are you with looking at and understanding budgets, balance sheets, income statements?
I wish I understood our bookkeeping system better than we use it, rather than just, you know, assets and ins and outs, you know, but I'm getting much better. We one thing the board does a very good job of looking at our financials every month. And we go through them every month, pretty much line by line, especially when I come in. And, you know, so yeah, and I had to work with budgets within the Metals Council too. You know, we have our own budgets and that sort of thing. And then I was on the board of directors for Slide Credit Union for about 12 years. So, and with in credit union world, they like to send directors and stuff to school, or you take classes on how to do budgets and that sort of thing to do it. And I participated in those.
Let me ask you a question about the just management beliefs. And if we can go back a little bit in time, and when we purchased the ranch, it had a management team that had been out there hired by Mr. Turner for, I think it had been in place for 10 years. And so let's just back up and say, what is your management practices? A lot of people will leave the management in place for a couple of years for consulting and then phase them out. And that didn't happen here. What are your beliefs?
Well, I don't have a problem with that they went ahead and kind of took over right away, because we were a completely different operation than what they were doing out there.
Different in what way?
Well, for one thing, we were wanting to own our own cattle. That was the decision the board wanted to own their own cattle. This is prior to me. Mm-hmm. And I concur with it. Whereas the Turner operation, as far as owned livestock, if I understand it, was bison. And then they leased out the excess grass. We of course lease out excess grass now, because we can't buy that many cattle to fill that up ourselves, you know, in a 2-year period. We've got about halfway there already. But it was a different operation than what they had before, and I have no problem with the fact that the board took a hold and went to do it their own way.
And you believe that board did really good things when we first initially got in?
I do. I believe that what we had, the first thing we had to do was establish a positive cash flow that was reliable. And we've done that. Mm-hmm. As when they made your presentation to you guys, I think you can see, in my opinion, we're at a kind of a tipping point where our cash flow will kind of match our costs at this point. But if we wish to gain or increase at the rate that I think the nation would like to see us do, well, we need to purchase more cattle. I think the sort of goal is to have at the end have all of the land filled with Osage owned cattle. What number that is, we're still trying to figure out.
Yeah, and my point is that. And you agree that you thought the initial board did a really good, outstanding job of getting the cash flow, getting the cattle by. Right. My point is, we've lost three of those members in a very short amount of time. We're replacing them with new members. And to me, that brings new goals and objectives. It brings new plans, mm-hmm. Long-term, short-term goals. Right. It changes the philosophy of that. So I hope that you all still keep the spirit of the original board intact. With the goals and the visions that you all have, which brings me to my next question. Are you willing to say no sometimes? If there's any political interference from any of us or someone that comes with us, can you stand up and say no?
Yes, sir. I believe I've proven that in the aspect of the things I've run, you know, the Minerals Council, yeah. I'm oftentimes perhaps too opinionated sometimes and too quick to state my opinions, but I am flexible enough if somebody convince me that I'm wrong, and I'll listen to them.
But you do understand there's no political interference in you all, that board, or Congress, and you make the decisions amongst yourselves.
I think that is was done in the past and is still being maintained at this point.
In your opinion, it's been a short time, what's the biggest need right now for the ranch? Going forward,
of course, we still need more cattle. We, in order to meet our goal of filling the whole thing, we have a great deal of some infrastructure that needs built in order for us to manage properly. Fences where they're not fences now. Just yesterday, we dealt with trying to do some budgeting for fixing up some of the buildings that are out there because they've been neglected. So we're having to back up and we're having to do that. And when I say back up, we're needing to budget and get caught up on those things. You know, some of them have roofs clear off on barns, that sort of thing. Yesterday we just went through, I remember the total, but I think we approved $60,000 some dollars in just fixing up projects on the buildings out there, mm-hmm. Almost all of them on buildings.
Can I continue?
Yes, we have a huge agenda today.
I understand. This is important. In the beginning, it was mentioned that the Blue Stem Ranch was going to be afforded $9 million for the next 3 years. And those plans going forward when we first bought the ranch were, to me, guided by we're going to have X amount of dollars coming in and for the next 3 years. And that affects your goals. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
That affects your goals. And so I think here we are getting ready to go towards that third year, and we're, I think, barely halfway there. And last year, I think that the only thing that was appropriate to you all was $100,000, and now you come for us today asking for a $1.1 million appropriation. Tell me about your thoughts.
Well, again, our goal is to populate the whole ranch with our cattle. At that point, I feel that we could probably take care of our obligations in terms of the improvements we have to do. Perhaps all of you don't know, we have to show $500,000, we have to show $500,000 a year in capital improvements out there. They're listed out of what they are within our rental agreement. But as a general rule, you can call it capital improvements. So So in order to make those obligations, to set up the bison preserve, which is part of our deal, and all those kinds of things, it takes cash to do. And if we can fill up that ranch with cattle, even though we haven't had the $9 million influx that was talking about, only half of it in there, we probably don't. My guys may stab me for this, but we may not have to come back and ask you guys for anything else. You give us as many cattle as what we're doing. You take, if we had 500 or 600 head of cattle out there, at current prices now, and everybody knows that the only thing more volatile than the oil business is the cattle business. But at current prices and no drought and all that kind of thing, if you give us enough cattle and enough money to buy 600 head, we'll be adding $500,000 of revenue right off the bat first year. Because we've been buying bred cows and we're able to, now they won't sell them necessarily the same fiscal year because we buy spring cows, we don't sell them until barely in like October, so it shows up in the next fiscal year. But we've been turning the cattle purchases into money very quickly and income, positive income. When we get our spraying caught up, invasive species and trees and all that kind of stuff, so we're not having to lay out all those kinds of money. Plus, we're working on grants for that right now. We've been working on that already through the federal government, and our burning costs, get things cleaned up to where we can manage our costs better. I believe that the ranch is on a path for the cash flow to take care of itself and be profitable.
One last question, and answer me in one word if you can. What's the biggest value you bring to this board?
I bring something.
Commitment,
thank
perhaps.
Thank you.
Excuse me.
Go ahead,
Congresswoman, no, I was going to ask if any other members had Congresswoman Lemon.
Does anybody have any other questions?
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to make a motion to move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Mr. Galen Crum for a 3-year term to the Blue Stem Ranch LLC as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
I have a motion, second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any discussion to the motion? All in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Thank you, Mr. Crum, for joining us at the table today. The next item on our agenda is Alex Gabin, a consideration for his appointment to the Foundation Board for a 3-year term. You have his information in the packet. Mr. Scabine lives out of state in another state, so he is not here with us today. Does anybody have any questions about his paperwork that has been sent to us? He currently has served on the Foundation Board, I believe, for a couple of terms now that I'm aware of. So.
Move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Alex Gabin for a 3-year term to the Osage Foundation Board as a candidate who is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
The motion and a second by Congressman Pratt. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We will report him out to Congress with the specific recommendation Congresswoman Goodfox stated. Next item on the agenda is consideration of Julie O'Keefe. We have a letter from the chief saying that her appointment is not to be considered at this time. So. She's no longer going to be considered. Next on the agenda is Mr. Gary Weil. Let me see here. He's been appointed to the Gaming Commission for a 3-year term. I believe that Mr. Weil has previously served on our election board as an alternate board member. I think he probably had to snap into action maybe this past election. I'm not certain about that. Yes, he did. Okay. So you have his information in front of you. Is there any questions or comments about his information? Does the board, does the committee have Congresswoman Lemon?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Mr. Gary Weil for a 3-year term to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission as a candidate who is qualified by education, experience, and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Okay. We have a motion and a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Is there any discussion to the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Motion carries. We will report Mr. Gary Weil out to Congress with the recommendation of this committee. Next item on the agenda is Mr. Michael Kidder. He's appointed to a 3-year term to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission. He has previously served on the Gaming Commission for the past 3 years, I believe. My experience with him is he has a lot to bring to the table. He questions things, and I like that about people. It gets a good dialogue. It makes people think, keeps them on their toes. So that's what I have to say about Mr. Kidder. Is there any more comments at the table about his appointment to the Gaming Commission?
Move to report to Congress the recommendation for the appointment of Michael Kidder for a 3-year term to the Osage Nation Gaming Commission as a candidate who's qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. Mr. Michael Kidder will be reported out to Congress with the recommendation of this committee. Next item on the agenda is, lost my agenda, ONCR 18, got mine, found it. ONCR 1828, a resolution to set the compensation allowance for the boards of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2019 and 2020. Congresswoman Edwards is the sponsor of the bill. She is not able to be present, but I have been supplied with a letter by her stating that it is still her intention to withdraw this legislation. Speaker Walker.
I have a committee substitute. By law, we're supposed to set the compensation for the boards and commissions every 2 years. We're at that point. So I've got a committee substitute.
Motion to adopt a committee substitute.
Motion on the floor. There's a second by Congressman Tillman. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Are there any opposed? Seeing none, motion passes. We have a committee substitute. Do we have copies of that?
I literally just got it.
Okay.
If we want to take the time, I can tell you what it does.
I would love to hear what it does, Speaker Walker.
It keeps the compensation for the boards and commissions as is, and it adds Osage LLC. They were stricken previously, so there's been movement during this session to fund Osage LLC, so they were incorporated. All this does is set the compensation and allowance. It's not an appropriations bill.
Okay, so that's exactly what I thought the solution was, so thank you for seeing to that in the in-betweens. I appreciate that. So. Could we amend that motion or? Pardon me? If you don't mind, without objection, I'm going to insert the time and date stamp of this committee substitute into that motion as the chair. I'm going to take chair's privileges, please. It is September 26th at 3:41 p.m. Please include that identifying factor. Congresswoman, Speaker Walker.
Congresswoman Edwards made it clear that she wanted her name withdrawn from the sponsorship, so I asked if she had to be present to do that. The answer was, by rule, it does not say. So if she happens to be absent, then her sponsorship will be removed and I will become the sponsor.
Yes, I have an email stating that she wants to do so also. Okay, is there any more discussion on this resolution? Chair would entertain a movement on this resolution. Congresswoman Lemon.
Move to report ONCR 1828 to the floor of the Congress with a due pass recommendation. I mean, as a committee substitute, pardon me.
I have a motion and a second by Congresswoman Goodfox. Any more discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Motion passes. We will report ONCR 1828 to Congress with the committee recommendation. Okay. Let me see. We are now on agenda item number 7, the first number 7 on the agenda. And we are going to move into an executive session to discuss ONCA 1858, ONCA 1862, ONCA 1873, and it's for the purposes of confidential and proprietary matters. And I would just like to say to the listening Osage public, on all three of those bills have come presentations from ONES LLC, Bluestem Ranch LLC, and also Osage LLC. And within those presentations, there has been confidential and proprietary information. And I believe that this committee is the reason we're going into executive session is because we are at the day of reckoning. We have a $1.1 million economic development fund that is over requested right now, and I believe this committee needs to do some work to figure out how we're going to address these three bills when we come out and visit each one of these bills. So right now I'll entertain that motion to go into executive session for this discussion.
Second.
I have a motion from Congresswoman Goodfox, second from Congresswoman Lemon. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to enter an executive session for confidential and proprietary matters signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, our clerk will do all of the little things that she needs to do to get us to that point. I'm going to ask everybody to please, we have a break room back through here that you could go sit into if you would like while the committee does its work, and then we'll invite you back.